Good morning, 7:43 here on the Mighty 690. Taking latest peek at the radar. Those stronger thunderstorms look like they've kind of fizzled out a little bit. So it doesn't look like we're going to get too much in the form of anything strong. But just to let you know, we never had any sort of a warning, but always good to keep an eye on that. It is time for our monthly chat with Chris Crane to see what's going on with Native American Fellowship, Inc. How are you doing, Chris?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Good to have you here. Yeah, I know we were just chatting about all the wind and everything we had last night. We did have a gust of almost 60 that was reported in Bartlesville. I didn't see any peak wind gusts necessarily measured in Coffeyville that would warrant attention. But I think we probably got close because
it was at my house.
Yeah.
There was 100 miles.
Yeah,
it felt like it.
I was
like
looking
it.
Out the window. I mean, everything. I was just like, man, I hope that tree doesn't fall over or something. So it was definitely a little windy last night.
Yes, it was.
When we got one drop of rain and an ant in the rain gauge. So, or maybe it was some of the. It did.
I went outside on the deck and I got a little sprinkle and I thought, oh, maybe we're gonna get some rain, and no.
No, one drop.
Yeah.
So that's all we got. But anyway, we got a few things. You've had a couple events you've been helping out with recently.
Oh my gosh, so last week on Wednesday, the 12th of April, Aaron Lee. Many of you guys know I used to be the director of the Indian Education Program for Coffeyville Schools, and Aaron Lee, I retired in December, and I've gone to work at NAFI. Aaron Lee took my place and has done such a wonderful job. And one of the programs or events that we did was a Native American Food and Craft Day, and it was for junior high and high school students, Native American Club, and it's always been at Cedar Bluff Camp. And she continued it, had Loretta Burgess, who is a Comanche, does beautiful basket weaving, came up from Okmulgee. JOM, which is one of the grants that the school district gets, Michael Killer, who is her field rep, he came with a couple of gals from Tahlequah, and they taught the kids how to play stickball. They had a TP that they put up. Scott Tapman at Acme Foundry, his grandfather Glenn had made this TP many, many years ago, and they came out and put that up, and it was awful windy, so they ended up taking it down just so it wouldn't get damaged. But I got to go and teach the kids how to make fry bread, and the food was wonderful. There was chili and pork, and we had Indian tacos, but we also took hot dogs and wrapped fry bread dough around them.
That's the best.
It was pretty darn good.
That's
it was
awesome.
It was nice. And they're already working on next year's, getting ready for it. She's already got a date set. So it's going to be good, yeah.
That's good. And then you had another one, another event right after that.
The next day, Native American Fellowship, they held their monthly meeting. And we have a board meeting at 5 o'clock, and then it's followed by a potluck. And it was just, it was really good. We had chili dogs for the main entree, but everybody brought side dishes, and there was plenty of food. Usually we try to do a program of some kind, and we ended up having Erin. So I'd been talking to her. Erin came up, and she spoke for like 10, 15 minutes about the 445 Ed program and what it does for the kids in the area. And then Jamie Langworthy, and she's a member of the tribe, and she owns the Reef, which is just over in the little strip mall there. So she came and talked about her business and how, you know, what all those businesses, that little strip mall in South Coffeyville, everybody is, it's all Native owned. Everybody's a member of the tribe. And then it was really nice. We have a youth group. Gloria Lida is the director for that. And they've only got a couple more weeks left, but Gloria had the kids came in and she's been working really hard with them. And they gave a Cherokee blessing. And they did it a couple times. They were wonderful. And they sang Amazing Grace in Cherokee. And thanks to Amy Dollar with Coffeyville Tourism, she had made copies of the lyrics in Cherokee. And so we had them out on the tables. And the adults could sing with them. So it was really, it was just an excellent evening. And we got done. We think we had over 75 people there. Now, we won't be having a potluck, per se, in May. We're going to have our board meeting at a different time, but we are having this branding event that I've talked to you about, and that's going to be on a Saturday, May 20th from 10 to 2. And, you know, anybody's invited to come out. We will probably have some hot dogs, cowboy beans, maybe some chili out there, so bring a side dish if you'd like. And we're going to be branding. Bring your old brands. They've already had a practice round.
Okay, I saw some pictures from that.
Bill had it posted. And I wasn't there, which I'm really mad at myself for not being there. But they had a little practice, and they branded some benches, some wooden benches. And it came out pretty good.
Yeah.
And the idea is we're going to do big plank, and do all these little brands that are from local, because the history, and I've explained it before, we had about over a million head of cattle was probably run through this area back in the day when it was all Indian land and had been leased out. So just kind of a nod to the past. Have these brands put on. Joe Ferguson donated some beautiful wood, and then we're going to polyurethane it and hang it, display it, because, you know, it's part of our history.
Absolutely. No, that's a great idea. So that's going to be a really good one. So.
Oh, yeah. It'll be nice. So I think we're also going to do maybe blow dart, tomahawk throw.
Excellent.
We've been practicing a little.
Yeah, that's good. You got to work on your skills.
Yeah.
We also, you said there's a new Cherokee community organization.
Yes, it's down in Dewey. When you're driving south on 75 and you get into Dewey, Dunham Road is a stoplight. The Casey's is on your right. And if you turn left, it's just off there. It's called Cherokee Cultural Community. And they have, they're going to have their grand opening, a ribbon cutting on Tuesday, May 2nd. It'll be at 5:30. I believe the chief will be there to help celebrate with them. I'm going. There's several of us around here that are going. It was a church at one time, and the building was purchased. They have remodeled the entire thing, and I'm excited. I've been kind of watching the progress, and I just want to go in and look at it. So, but it'll be a great help for around in that area for Cherokee community people to go to.
Yeah, no, that is definitely great. And you know, spring is here, and it's back. We're back to mowing season.
We have a lot of mowing to do. So not only the grounds there at 215 Oklahoma in South Coffeyville, but they own the property, the old Southern Supper Club building, and the acreage behind that. And so that all has to be mowed. Plus, we have two cemeteries we take care of. One of them is called Timber Creek Hopewell Cemetery. It's farther south. And the kids, you know, Bill takes the kids out there, and Harry Howard, who helps out, they get out there, and they did that this week. And then there's a Lowry family cemetery farther south, too, that's taken care of. But it's, you know, they just want everything to look nice and honor our ancestors, and it's pretty neat. So we're looking at doing that. We do all the weed eating, and then we received a grant from Cherokee Nation. They're going to be doing some upgrading. We have a new addition added onto one of the little buildings, and we're going to be putting solar panels on. So that'll be nice. Helps with the electric bill, let me tell you. And then we're going to be putting a new garage in also on the east side, and it'll be a bigger garage than we have. And the garage that we have, the idea is to, we have a patio, and I think you've seen it out there with an overhang that we just did. We're going to put a sliding door there and turn that into an extra meeting room.
Nice.
Fix it up inside. And I think then they're looking at maybe bathrooms outside that you could lock up, you know, and only unlock for, you know, when you have an event or something. But lots of stuff going on. We're very grateful to have the support of Cherokee Nation and to do all this stuff. And we have a lot of, like I said, 75 people a month coming to that, and then various times during the day. I'm glad we've kind of finished up the voter registration for the for the election coming up, which won't be until June 3rd, which we are an election polling place. But now it's up to the candidates to get out there and do their campaigning. But we're there to help if they need questions answered.
Yeah, absolutely. And then not necessarily NAFI related, but we do have trivia night I know you're involved with. It's coming up Saturday.
Yes, Chamber Ambassadors. We decided to sponsor that this year. There's nothing ever to do, you know, in the wintertime months. Everybody's kind of closed in. And we thought that it would be kind of cool to have something for adults to do. So we talked to the Gigi's, the Ville, and the Yoke. And they all agreed to host, and it's also to help promote their business. They're all chamber members, and so it brings in extra business that night. And the first night, we did it at Gigi's, and we had 10 teams of six, but it was a big success. And then the next month in February, we had maybe 13 teams, and then in March, we had 15 teams. And then this Saturday, we have 13 signed up, but if you're telling me now you're going to sign a team up, which...
Yeah, I think we got to do it.
I love the name of your team, Air Fryers.
The Air Fryers.
It does make sense now. I guess I was like, what in the heck is that? But
fry the air.
Yeah, fry the air. I think that's what you want is a clever name, but we'll see. Be prepared. You haven't been to one. They harass each other.
That's good. <We're ready. laughs>
But it's not a buzzing thing. Everybody gets the same amount of time to... write their answers in.
Good deal. No, I'm looking forward to it. So, yeah.
And it will be at Gigi's at 6 o'clock this Saturday. So we do have extra tables for spectators. People love coming in and watching.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds great. And if anyone wants to throw together a team.
You could contact me. My email is kcrane5@cox.net. So it's K-C-R-A-N-E and the number 5@cox.net. Just let me know your name as the contact person and the name of your team, and then you pay the $60 when you get there. And then we pay out half of the money in prize money. So it's kind of nice, but we raise a little money, and the idea is to do a little seed money so we can do other events that we're looking at doing some stuff with the Midland Theater Group for some kids or having different activities going on. We just want to make Coffeyville a better place. It's a great place right now, but it's always nice when you have different events and activities that people can choose from.
Yeah, and I mean, we appreciate you taking the effort to put something like this on because, you know, it doesn't just happen, but it is great to have another option for events because, like you said, sometimes during the winter, things can be a little slow, especially for, you know, kind of those young adult activities.
Well, the idea was only to do January, February, March, and then Gigi's requested that we do another one in April, and so this is the last one, and then we will begin again in January and do it again, and I think we'll have good response.
Excellent.
Well, so Chris, look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great one.
Good.
Well, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
And look forward to chatting again soon, and we'll see you here this Saturday.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. And hey, we got lots more coming up here on the program. We're going to be chatting with Denise York from Coffeyville's Reawakening here in just a few. Got some programming from K-State Research and Extension, and of course, Open Line on the way. We'll get started with that right around 9:10 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.